Now is the time to prepare for a blissful day as we read the Rhapsody of Realities, a daily devotional authored by Reverend Dr. Chris Oyakhilome from Love World.
Today's topic is Alive in Christ Jesus. The opening scripture is taken from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on the things above, not on the things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Pastor says, I remember reading a number of books many years ago that taught on the Christian dying to the flesh so that we could please God. This got my attention as a young Christian who really wanted to serve God with his life. I would lay on my bed and pray, Lord, I want to die to the flesh so I can please you. I prayed this way until I came across Colossians chapter 3. At this point, I had learned how to accept the word of God simply like a child. So I read the first two verses which told me to set my affections on things above and not on things on the earth. And I was ready to do that. I, however, wasn't expecting what came next in the third verse. It says, For ye are dead. This changed my life. Then I came across Galatians chapter 5 verse 24. It says, And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. I began to walk tall with this new information. I went to my friends and said, Guess what I found? We no longer need to die to the flesh, because we already died. The flesh has been crucified. Now we have a life in Christ. Now we have a new life in Christ. Now we have a new life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Then Romans chapter 6 verse 11 sealed the whole thing. It says, Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. We're dead to sin, but alive to God. This means you can serve the Lord joyfully and confidently. You can live a life that's pleasing to Him. Glory to His name forever. Say this confession with me. I'm seated with Christ in the place of dominion and power. I live and see from above, reigning and ruling in the realm of life through Jesus Christ. My life is a daily adventure of the supernatural as I walk in the Spirit and constantly set my affections on Christ and the realities of our glorious eternal kingdom. Amen.
We hope you've been uplifted by the reading of the Rhapsody of Realities today. The Rhapsody of Realities is available in all the known languages of the world. If you require a copy, please contact Love World Northampton Church on 07341 617 037 or loveworldnorthampton.org. You are also welcome to worship with us at Love World Northampton Auditorium at 64 Harborough Road in Kingsthorpe, NN2 7SH. God bless you.